heart will join us again later, but the piping tunes evoke for us typically Scottish scenes of home and hearth, or by the hearthside or ingleside, and also the pastoral tranquility bringing in the ewes in a song like Call the Yows, or it may tell us something of the country practice of matchmaking.
I'm going to read a very short piece of prose by Robert Burns, in which he tries to explain biographically the unexplainable, but it does give a sense of the mingling of nature and love and poetry in his early beginnings. You know our country custom of coupling a man and woman together as partners in the labors of the harvest. In my 15th summer, my partner was a bewitching creature, a year younger than myself. She was a bonny, sweet, sonsy lass. Among her love-inspiring qualities, she sang sweetly. It was her favorite reel, to which I attempted to give an embodied vehicle in rhyme. I was not so presumptuous as to imagine that I could make verses like printed ones, composed by men who read Greek and Latin. But my girl sang a song which was said to be composed by a country laird's son on one of his father's maids with whom he was in love, and I saw no reason why I might not rhyme as well as he. But excepting that he could shear sheep and cast peats, his father living in the moorlands, he had no more scholar craft than myself. Thus, with me, began love and poetry.